Sports, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Some European leaders say that former President Trump's weekend comments about not protecting NATO allies were just campaign rhetoric. But ABC's Erica Tursky says the former president's not on the campaign trail today. He'll be in Florida for a hearing in his classified documents case.
Former President Trump is expected here for a closed-door hearing about classified information at the heart of this case. And the hearing's going to take place in a secure room that's designed to manage the kind of highly sensitive material that former President Trump is accused of mishandling.
The special counsel probe that cleared President Biden of criminal wrongdoing in his own handling of classified documents also renewed focus on his age. And an ABC News Ipsos poll finds 86% of Americans believe he's too old to serve a second term. Israeli forces rescued two hostages in a raid in Gaza. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says at least 67 Palestinians were killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers may pass Governor Evers' bill to redraw Wisconsin's legislative district boundaries before wrapping up their work for the spring. Evers tells WISN-TV's Upfront that if they do, he will sign it.
I have great doubts that that could happen. But if my maps are approved by the legislature, of course I'd sign them.
Observers say Evers' map is better for Republicans than any version that may come out of the state Supreme Court. Congressman Mike Gallagher says the backlash over his vote not to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has nothing to do with his decision not to run for re-election. And Gallagher denies being pushed out by party leaders. Conservative Republicans criticized Gallagher swiftly and harshly for his Mayorkas vote. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. City officials are beginning to sound the alarm on next year's city budget. While the budget isn't expected to come out for another few months, officials are estimating the city to be running at a $27 million deficit. That works out to about 270 staff positions throughout city government. There are a number of routes the city could take without laying off staff, like raising property taxes or fees and permits. City finance staff will give a presentation to the City Council about Madison's financial outlook at their meeting Tuesday night. The Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity's Lily's Classic fundraiser has been canceled due to thin ice on Lake Mendota. The annual hockey tournament raises money for epilepsy research at UW-Madison. The event was originally scheduled for this upcoming Saturday. Fraternity leaders say that they will hold a new event to raise money instead, but are not yet sure what that event will be. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's such a, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to around 26 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 37 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 44. Then we could see a little light rain or snow Wednesday night. into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, "We're the Comedians" line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the Comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I know the NATO alliance is very important to you. You just pushed and got legislation to require the advice and consent of the Senate or an act of Congress before any president could suspend, terminate, or withdraw U.S. membership from NATO. So I want you to take a listen to something Donald Trump said yesterday on the campaign trail.
The presidents of a big country stood up and said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay.
Fantastic. As Rude Pundit said, in the rapiest possible language.
Yes.
He would encourage Russia to do whatever it wants.
Yep.
To our NATO allies.
Yes. Yep.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Look at you. You have a medal.
I do. Look at me. I did a charity ride in Palm Springs, and I'm going to wear my medal all morning. I did the Tour de Palm Springs for charity.
Is it a participation medal?
Yes.
Oh. Congratulations on your
participation. It's not a race. It's just a ride.
Congratulations on your participation medal.
Thank you very much. Check out my pictures on social media with the cutest little cheerleading squads and bands.
Aww.
Oh, you know who I heard was going to was the honorary guest? What's his name? Steve Garvey. I didn't see him, but I would have been like, boo, Senator Adam Schiff, boo on you.
He's only there because he lives in Rancho Mirage.
Exactly. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, a good time was had by all. I was representing my Major Taylor Los Angeles team, and I am wearing my participation ribbon. It looks heavy. It is. I feel like I may need to take this off. My neck's a little.
Like, they put some effort into that.
They did.
That's not like a.
I know. That's not plastic. Yeah. That's heavy.
Wow. I'm actually kind of impressed.
Thank you.
I know Tour de Palm Springs is the thing that shuts the city down so you can't drive anywhere for a whole weekend.
Screw you. My point is,
well, you can ride,
Chris
though.
Also posts pictures, you know, bodybuilding pictures, you know, having little muscle offs with his friends on social media, and I told him he is the prettiest and has the best body of anybody. I always like his little posts. I'm like,
thank you.
Look at my big slab of meat. Look at him.
I posted stuff from the ballet, too.
Were you in a ballet outfit? Did you?
No,
on toe?
We went to the ballet.
You in a tutu would be fantastic. No,
I would love that in toe shoes.
Oh,
are you
fantastic.
Kidding me?
We went to the ballet on Saturday.
Oh, like he can get all that up on toe shoes? Are you kidding me?
Sure he can.
It's like a refrigerator, freezer.
It's about your
whatever that.
Calves.
My friend Christian is a former ballet dancer.
See?
Yes.
And we know Christian with the package.
Well,
Christian with the wow.
Yeah, with the orange bathing suit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
That wasn't what I was looking at. Okay. Norm Ornstein tweets, it's truly unsettling that Trump saying he will blow up NATO and urge Russia to invade our allies does not even make it onto the front page of the Washington Post.
Uh-huh.
Can I just say thank you, America? Many, many people, including our Rude Pundit coming up, Eric Bollerting on this Monday. What the actual is going on with the media? Oh, my God. They did like a puff piece on Trump about, he seems tan.
Tan?
Not tan.
Tan?
It's a ton of orange makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. that it makes him appear robust. He's not robust.
That's
the
New York Times doing that.
Big, fat load of treasonous trans fats. How about that? I just wrote, there you go, New York Times. You're welcome. Use that next time.
Didn't Bob Seska use that first?
He might have.
Who can say? I don't know where I end and he begins.
He completes me. Talk to Kimberly tomorrow about that.
Yeah, yes. She's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Meanwhile, our deep state plan has worked just as Kansas City Chiefs win.
Dark Brandon.
Oh, he trolled them, too. He tweeted just as we planned with the dark Brandon.
Yeah. That was funny.
It was very funny. Well, all my dreams didn't come true. The halftime show was not just Taylor Swift in a Biden t-shirt laughing.
But it was great.
And Travis Kelce dressed as a giant Pfizer syringe. Usher was great.
Wasn't he great?
Yeah. Here's what a loser I am. I made it through the whole game, but not all the way through the overtime. So I actually didn't know that the Chiefs won until this morning. I was like, I will hang in here as long as I can. I'm sorry about your 49ers, Jody.
That's all right.
I watched the second.
It was rigged.
I was sad that
the gayest, Pelosiest city, Kamala Harris city rigged. In the world, lost. But I was happy that the maggots were
game
mad.
Was rigged.
Because the happier Taylor Swift is, the madder they are.
Yes. Game was rigged.
Yeah. Rigged.
Rigged.
I told you should say that all morning. Rigged.
It's rigged.
It was rigged.
It was rigged at a witch hunt.
Rigged. Well, she did say if we went by the old rules, whoever scores first in overtime.
Then the Niners would have won. But
so, Jody contends it was
new rules.
It was rigged.
Yeah. I'm just a little worried for Taylor Swift's safety. Because
always
the people on the right are very, very crazy.
Yeah, this is what... Yeah,
as if she won the game?
This is what Dean Obadala tweeted. He said, why does Trump publicly demand Taylor Swift not endorse Joe Biden to try and intimidate her because she knows Trump's despicable supporters will threaten to attack her and her family in defense of Trump?
Right.
This is what fascist movements do.
He demanded loyalty from
her. Yes, he did.
Demanded
some,
it.
Some like, oh, I made so much money for her.
I'm he didn't. She
you're
made
really,
her own
you're
money.
Taking credit for an actual self-made billionaire and not. I can't. Here's the thing. Media, hi, media. Do you remember? You know, 2016. Remember, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that. He benefits. Isn't he, Chris, like every right-wing shock jock we know?
Uh-huh.
Alec Jones?
Yeah.
Like, they have to keep topping themselves.
Yeah.
They have to, like, what more shocking, more treasonous, more whatever thing can I say now?
Yep.
And so I guess we've all just been numbed ages ago, but it's not, you can't. We can't allow ourselves to be numbed by, oh, that's just Trump. Like, really? Saying he would encourage Russia? Not, I mean, now we've turned it up to 11. We've turned the treason up to 11.
Sure.
It's not like, yeah, Russia, if you're listening. Like, he's always been, I mean, it's obvious, the most obvious plot point ever that he's always been in Russia's pocket.
Right.
Puppet. You're the puppet.
But if we, you know, take that shock jock example.
Yes.
The more ridiculous Rush Limbaugh got, the lower his ratings went.
Yeah.
True.
Well, that's
I think that is beginning to happen with Trump here.
I agree with Glenn Kirshner. I believe, and maybe it's my happy clappy, that he is going to lose by way even more votes than he lost last time.
Right.
So I agree.
There's still plenty
but
of time.
It is still terrifying.
Yeah.
It is still stomach churning.
The
and
fact
just,
that he is in contention and very good contention
And that the media is playing along again writing puff pieces and normalizing it. And, oh, my God, God bless. What's his name? Landrieu, who pushed back against pathetic Kristen Welker. I can't even watch Meet the
Press. Oh, my God.
I just watched the clip. But that's how you do it. He's like, no. Not going to accept that premise.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was both sidesing classified document stuff. And it just was like, okay. So between that and the puff pieces and Washington Post, as Norm Ornstein said, where's the Trump encourages Russia to attack her allies? That's nowhere on the front page, right? And meanwhile, he had an entire weekend of stumbles and gaffes and stuff that makes no sense at all about marbles, about like, oh, my God.
The hashtag Dementia Dawn is trending.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is the part where we literally, like, we're taking crazy pills, right? That Biden's the one that's... Rick Wilson doing some Bullerton.
Yeah.
He said, Trump encouraging Russia to attack our NATO allies is one more moment where elected Republicans and the gentry conservative media could break from him, but will fail the test of history. And our friend Noel Kassler said, dude painted his face burnt umber, swallowed a bunch of benzos, and gave a speech at the NRA that would inspire a wellness check at a bus station. But go ahead, mainstream media, talk about how the other guy's old.
Yep.
I mean,
I'm with you.
Okay. Speaking of the Republican cowards, part two of this with Marco Rubio. Mm.
You've endorsed Donald Trump. Are you comfortable with him suggesting that he wouldn't defend NATO countries and actually he would invite Putin and Russia to invade them?
Well, that's not what happened, and that's not how I view that statement.
That's
he was talking about a story that happened in the past. He said NATO was broke or busted until he took over because people weren't paying their dues.
Oh, my God.
And then he told the story about how he used leverage to get people to step up to the plate and become more active in NATO. He's not the first American president. In fact, virtually every American president at some point in some way has complained about other countries in NATO not doing enough.
This is how you get into fascism.
Exactly.
Cowards like that, that try, they will spin anything he says. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't watch this whole Russia, if you're listening, through standing next to Putin in Helsinki going, I believe him and not us. This guy, I swear to God, Jody, I was looking at, I don't know, what is it, Bolsonaro? Other countries would have executed this guy for treason already, or he'd be in prison. I mean, the fact that we're even... Okay.
Breathe. Morning rant.
Uh-huh.
A little lightheaded.
Yes. out of the gate will be a rant today.
Morning Joe's crew stunned by montage of Trump repeated gaffes just from this weekend.
Yeah. And that's this morning.
That was just this morning. They came out of the thing and just said, wow. Oh, how about the... we're 17. The marbles. Let's hear about what is he talking about?
I know all about the marbles. I can tell you every marble. But these beautiful columns that are incredible how they could have done it years ago without the powerful tractors.
What?
Oh, my God.
What? I think he's talking about columns. It
doesn't matter. Columns? Yeah.
Without the tractors?
Did you think, what was the thing about we have to win because they're going to change the name of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, that's in there somewhere.
Oh, is that?
It's in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, 18, sure.
We have to win in November or we're not going to have Pennsylvania. They'll change the name. They're going to change the name of Pennsylvania.
What? What nonsense is that?
Exactly my point.
It's all nonsense, Chris. None of it makes any sense.
Is there something going around on far right social media that's like justifying him saying that?
Biden, meanwhile, misremembers one conversation that he had with Merkel that, you know, he said Helmut Kohl. He's been on the world stage for 40 years. Like, that's that's like a gaffe or whatever. As Rude Pundit said, like, I still call my dog the name of my dog that died 20 years ago sometimes. Like, you know, it's
my mom when she was in her 40s. Carrie, Jody, Aaron, whoever you are.
Oh, I was always Libby, Mary, Billy, Steffi. I was because I'm last.
Which one are you? And my mom only had 3. My dad had 11.
Okay.
So. That's why the good night to the Walton scene.
Kathy, Danny, Joe, Jeff, Judy, John, Jenny, Nancy, good night Carrie, Jody, whoever you are.
A good night to the Walton scene went on and
exactly.
on.
And were you always last, Jody?
Mary Beth.
No, Aaron's the baby.
Aaron's
the baby.
John Boy, are you the one that masturbated so much? Yeah, he was really in his room writing. Whatever. I'm not buying it. John Boy, what are you doing in your room?
What are you accusing Richard Thomas of?
Whacking off. on Walton Mountain. Walton Mountain.
You said Walton Mountain.
No, I didn't. Walton Mountain. By the way,
play
you were wrong
back.
Again, Chris. I try not to point out all the times people on social media point out that you're wrong. But in fact, Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did play at the same time together on the LA Lakers.
Yeah, but
because you were like, oh, they
Magic
played in totally different
rookie.
Eras.
He was a rookie.
Yeah, Magic was a rookie.
Yeah, but they played at the same time.
For like a year.
Yeah.
People even posted
count.
Footage of them high-fiving
that doesn't count.
During a Lakers game. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You were wrong.
You did not know that.
He was a baby.
You did not know that. Otherwise, you would have corrected me.
You're going to be wrong about this, too.
Oh.
You set me up to be wrong. That is your M.O.
Who said, the memory issues that concern me the most are that millions of Americans seem to have forgotten what a disaster the years 2017 to 2021 were. Who said that?
Mr. Magoo.
No. Andy Borowitz. The fantastic Andy Borowitz. That's true. That is the memory issue that is most.
Jim Backus.
Yes.
All right. We have Rude Pundit and we have David Jolly.
Yeah.
We do.
Republican who.
It's a jolly holiday.
It is a holly jolly Monday. Mm-hmm. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's. He just came downstairs licking his chops, which means he already went up to the Dr. Marty buffet.
He did.
It's like a 24-hour Vegas buffet here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like, what's for you? And if you ask for Angela, what's for dinner? It's Biden.
What's for dinner is always Dr. Marty's. They don't need anything else. It's every. It's turkey, beef, duck, salmon, fruits, vegetables.
Food.
It's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Every day. Food. And they couldn't be happier about it. It is raw. It's freeze-dried. It's shelf-stable. It's pantry-safe. No mess. You don't have to store it in the freezer or the fridge, and it's messy. You have to cut it open. You know what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
This is real
floor.
Food. Yeah. It's real food, but it's raw and freeze-dried. So it's neat for you, and it's fantastically delicious for them. The raw freeze-drying amps up that flavor. And right now, you can get 54% off. My listeners get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
Official word headquarters on St. Flamingos. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. Gen 90 instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it. Around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, it's luxurious, nourishing, silk smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that little tingle every time. There's a reason Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you also get Genucel XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV are on special sale now. Genucel.com included in the bestseller package. It's the best value in skincare anywhere. Order right now at Genucel.com/Stephanie and get a free beauty box and deep firming serum while supplies last, plus free shipping on all orders. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Wow, that's hot.
Honey, what are you doing?
The Madison Market is hot right now. I think we should sell.
You're looking too?
Who's that top 10 team with the best results?
The Aaron Weber Group. I heard they can get us the best price. They're constantly updating their market reports and can give us an instant property value quote.
It says here, easy and convenient virtual or in-person meetings. I know what I'm getting you for Valentine's Day. A new home.
Oh, baby, that is hot.
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matinaire on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matinaire.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt and Air on Air 11 to noon
on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX 1580 AM.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
This girl is on fire. Fire. This girl is on fire. She's walking on fire. This girl is on fire.
Oh, God, you guys, I have to show his lip.
I saw a clip of Lil Jon singing "Turn Down for What." That looked really good.
No, it was a really good halftime show. It really
Usher,
was.
Usher,
he was great.
Usher, okay, all right. I just had to get that out of my.
He sang
system.
Live.
Yeah,
he fantastic. Was definitely yeah. live.
And yes. he roller skated.
He did.
Yeah,
and then I was.
It was Xanadu. I'm an old person now watching, so I was like, "How did they get their skates off so fast?" Because you know they had skates on, uh-huh. and suddenly they didn't. I was like, "What?"
It's called Velcro.
I didn't see the skates come. I had to get them.
It used to take me hours to get my skates off, I'm just saying. I had the kind that you clipped onto your shoes.
I've got a brand new pair of roller skates. Karen's got
Usher's got a brand new key.
Yes. Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. It is. Okay. First of all, congrats on the medal.
Oh, thank you very much for my participation ribbon. Thank you.
Congratulations. And I just wanted to say, excuse me, the fact that these guys were screaming, they politicize everything. You know, they're politicizing Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, the Super Bowl or whatever. They're freaking out. And so much so that this crazy fringe was given a megaphone enough so that the pre-show, they were talking about the conspiracy theory and they were mocking them. I don't know if you guys were able to see that.
Yeah.
They talked all about it. And it's just, you know, and then now I'm getting attacked on Twitter for saying, like, ha, 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 suck it, maggots. On Twitter. And they're like, it's a Super Bowl. Can't you forget about politics for 1 minute? And I'm like, are you kidding
me? Oh, right. They're
me?
The ones that politicize the whole thing, right, because of Taylor Swift and and then, you know,
anyway.
We're through the first segment, not even the second despicable thing, is he's like, where's what do you call it, Nikki Haley's husband, where's her husband? Like, knowing that he's deployed. So not only is he first of all, I can't stand Nikki Haley.
But still.
But he's disrespecting the military. Uh-huh. He's like, what do you mean, where's Melania? She's never anywhere at a campaign stop. Are you kidding me?
Well, and somebody brought up, and this is Nikki Haley, okay, faux patriotism and love for the military. Where was Nikki Haley when John McCain was getting dragged?
Yeah. Thank you. Or any time he's disrespected the military and she still went to work for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Melania doesn't even want him in the same car after her mother died. Did you see that?
Oh, I saw
Trump
that.
Tried to go get in the car and she's like, "De Christmas and you get your own car. Be best if you get
your
own car."
You think it's the
conversation
you think
could
it's
see.
The hint of poo-poo?
Be best. You could see him trying to get in the car, and she was like,
"Be best."
She's like, "Oh no, I don't mind."
Be best if you get another car, you big tub of goo. That's what she was saying.
Be best.
She said, "The Christmas and you."
Be best.
If you would go yourself. Okay. I don't think he has the resilience to go, you know, himself. Hmm. All right. Osanda was responsible for the Music Modernization Act for Taylor Swift.
Oh,
and
God. Blah, blah, blah.
Joe Biden didn't do anything for Taylor and never will. There's no way she couldn't do as good as Joe Biden. The worst and most corrupt president in the history of our country.
No.
Wow. And be disloyal to the man who made her so much money.
Oh my God.
I can't believe he's taking credit for a real billionaire who actually made the money herself.
All by herself.
Besides that, I like her boyfriend Travis, even though he may be a liberal and probably can't stand me. Oh my God, go back to eighth grade, you loser. Oh, okay. The Root Pundit, there was a part I missed that he did it verbatim from the rally. Trump actually said way. There's some conversation where he ended with, and I said way. What? Root Pundit next.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service confirms last week's storm in south-central Wisconsin produced two tornadoes. One was an EF1 in Greene County, and the other was an EF2 tornado that touched down near Evansville. They were the first-ever tornadoes in Wisconsin in February. Postal workers want better pay and bigger staffs to reduce turnover. Gary Davis of the American Postal Workers Union says small rural post offices are hit the hardest.
These offices are understaffed due to the fact of not enough housing in those areas. The wages are not high enough.
In November, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said the agency is trying to cut labor costs. The Postal Service lost $6.5 billion last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Officials in Rock County are continuing to clear off roads after last Thursday's tornadoes near Evansville. National Weather Service officials say that the tornado was potentially an EF3, with winds as high as 200 miles per hour. Officials counted at least 25 homes damaged as of Saturday afternoon. Most people have had their power restored. Only minor injuries were reported after the storm. Parts of the Ahara River are still blocked by debris. Dozens of people rallied at the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Library Mall Saturday for a Stop the Hate, Build People's Unity rally. Organizers say their goal was to fight anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, anti-LGBTQ attacks, and more. It was hosted by the People's Unity Coalition and the Wisconsin Bailout the People movement. Last year, a group of neo-Nazis marched down State Street. People at the rally say they were there to stand up against that hate. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
It is going to be sunny today with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 26 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 37 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 44. Then we could see a little light rain or snow Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfein. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1. On the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. And on the Civic Media app. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
In which he identified Kellyanne Conway as Kellyanne Trump. Okay. And we were saying because of the very... good facelift that she had. We couldn't really tell a reaction to that. Maybe she is going to be the next Mrs. Trump, so she didn't really react. She's like, yes.
Nobody did. Nobody did. There were three other people there. Nobody
she did
reacted.
She did do like the RCA dog.
And a slight smile.
All right. Now we're talking about Biden's memory?
Okay. Now that she's a single gal about town.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-oh, I made you cough.
She always looks surprised because of the...
Her work was very well done.
Yes, that's what... Right? We're not being mean girls.
She's 2 days younger than I am, and now she looks two days younger than I am.
My best friend in the whole world went back to Australia last night. I miss her already. Dr. Wanda.
Dr. Juggs?
Yes, Dr. Juggs. But we posted pictures of us in studio, and can I just say, you know how I am. You could say mean things about me all day. I just, like, I'm dead inside. How many years have I been dead inside? All of them?
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
Ever since you got pushed into the bushes at the Y.
By Carol Fisher.
By Carol Fisher.
It's not important now. Okay. My point is, you say something mean about someone I love, I will, you know, rip off your head and down your neck.
I'm with
like
you.
Like a lady. Like the lady that I am.
Well.
Yeah. But she was telling me, even though it was on our Facebook page, I think, or something, someone's like, oh, I don't mean to be mean, but that skeletal look really isn't attractive. And Wanda X wrote back and she said, I'm a cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. This isn't a fashion statement. Yeah. She's been through a long road of surgery and whatever and has to build back muscle mass and whatever. But I just thought, and another person jumped in and said, well, that was mean. If you didn't mean to be mean.
Right.
That was mean. That was very mean.
You know, and that's just the point. You never know what people are going through.
I hate
so don't
people.
Be a...
I hate people.
Whole. Thank you. I hate people, too.
Uh-huh.
Except for you, too.
No. And, okay. And our next guest.
Oh, yeah. That is
him. Hey,
yeah.
Rude.
We love that
don't
guy.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, that's out and let Fred in.
Remember,
hey, Rude.
To let a joke about farts. Then you can start to make it.
Oh, hi. Look how important you are. I highlight everything you say on Threads.
Oh, my
everything,
God.
Everything you write.
I forget everything I say like 5 minutes after I say it. So.
Must be the tenured professor. I'm like, oh, I bet you this will be on the test. Hang on. I need to make sure. I highlight that. No, but thank you for your, as I always call it, our Eric Bowler thing on a Monday. Just the media is really... I feel like the story at this point. You just said completely bat things from a Trump speech that won't get as much coverage as Biden's age. And you wrote up. And I missed some of them. You drew my attention to this. Can I just read this script to someone that may have the nuclear launch codes again?
Mm-hmm.
This was about Mexico giving us soldiers or something. So I said, you're giving it to us 100%. No, sir, I'm not giving it to you 100%. That you're giving it to me. We're not giving it to you, sir. You are giving it to me. He goes, no way. He goes, no way. I go, way. Okay, so
what?
That's...
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Transcript
oh,
of an... And that's only a part of that whole paragraph.
That's the thing is you sit there and you go, and some of this is stuff he's been saying for a while, but it keeps getting more and more expansive and he keeps riffing out and he just loses his train of thought. You see it happen. And then eventually the teleprompter catches him and he'll say a line from the actual written speech to spur him on.
Yeah.
And it'll just come in a non sequitur kind of way.
Yeah. Oh, subsies. I forgot about that one. What's that?
They're going to subsidies.
Subsidies. I think he meant subsidies, but okay.
So. $7,000 subsidies.
I don't know. Every time he says under Biden, it sounds like he's saying Hunter Biden. In fact, the automatic transcript actually puts it in that he's saying Hunter Biden.
Wow.
Oh, Biden.
I don't – some of the stuff – I can't – it's just – we're losing, in my opinion, 350,000 people a year to fentanyl. No.
In his
not
opinion.
Even, he just – in his opinion. And that's like – I not even close to – okay.
Okay, wait. Can I just ask you, read the number 10 one. Just read the number 10 one.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Hold, please.
She has it.
Wait a
hold
minute.
On.
Don't nobody
rutabaga,
help
rutabaga, rutabaga, rutabaga.
Oh, did it get shredded?
I'd like to think you have a shredder.
It's going to be on the test.
Yes.
Stephanie,
he just gave
it's
going to
be
quiz.
On the test.
Oh,
you
my
didn't
God.
Tell me it was going to be 10. Oh, I don't have it. What is it?
All right. Well, so now I have to find
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you wrote it.
Wait.
Oh, I'll find it. I got
there
it.
There it is.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay. I had the first lady on committees, a lot of socialites from New York, a lot of socialites from Philadelphia. Many of them just love the glamour of being on a committee. But they don't know about El Chapo.
Oh, my God.
But is he implying that Melania does? Is that?
Wait, keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
They don't know about the toughness you're talking about, the ruthlessness you're talking about. They do things, they have a little discussion, and they start talking when they're having dinner and when they're going, wonder how nice it is. They talk about restaurants. Remember that every drug dealer kills a minimum of 500 people during his or her lifetime. What?
So he starts, okay. He starts with a quote saying, oh, yeah, you know, Melania was had these committees that were about the dealing with drug abuse. But you know what? Those committees, they talk a little bit, and then they get together and talk about where to go to dinner. And is it nice to go there for dinner?
Oh,
it's like,
God. Dude,
you just crapped all over your wife, which, you know,
yes.
Who knows what Melania's into.
She could cover the other end of the golden showers. Never mind.
Oh,
don't bring up any kind of Sanchez. Listen,
play. It's scat play.
All
right.
Okay.
Right. Get the term right.
Come on, Steph.
Your point is, as you write, is frankly to watch the New York Times and CNN and other outlets climb over each other to try to out one another about Biden's age. No, he's old. We know that. No, he's flubbed some names and dates. Biden's been doing that for decades. He's even joked about it before. He's going to continue to do it, just like I'm going to sometimes call my dog by the name of the dog I had 20 years ago. Prove to me that his age has diminished his presidency. Thank you. He's accomplished more than just about any president ever. I mean, okay. And you said Trump, who was an actual rapist, which can never be said enough, thank you, who bumbles his way through speeches like a raging manatee flailing around on the shore and just about as articulate. Yesterday, he promised to refuse to live up to our treaty obligations to NATO, and in the rapiest language he can manage, said that for countries that don't pay, he'd encourage Russia to do whatever the hell they want to them. It is the rapiest.
Oh.
He does use the rapiest.
No, that's Epstein Island talk right there.
Oh. Yeah.
You said that's World War kind of there. That's poking the bear in the nuts. It's objectively worse than every single time Joe Biden has got a country or something wrong. You said in the course of a single speech, he promises endless violence is coming, promises he will cause endless misery to millions of people. He forgets. He gets wrong. He repeats. He just said a little while before, and he goes off on tangents that are equivalent of driving from New York to Boston by way of Australia. But Trump is given a pass because he's never known what he's talking about. No one expects him to know, but somehow it's okay to ignore that and keep attacking Biden for continuing to have birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rude Pundit.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, that's the thing. You keep talking about his age, but you have given me nothing to say to show me that
right.
His age has hindered the advancement of his agenda, that has harmed his presidency. It's just, you know, show me that.
Yeah.
And then we can have a conversation. Otherwise, no,
yeah.
You don't have a point.
Yeah. You said it stinks to go after Biden for it because he talks softly and moves stiffly while not bothering to give the same treatment to Trump because he screeches like a castrated goat and undulates around the stage in a weird dance that looks like he's jacking off two men.
Oh, my.
Oh,
of course, yes.
It's done.
Of course.
It's been said.
Let's move on, Chris. Stop living in the past.
Oh,
and by the way,
No, he didn't.
By the way, you said one reason for this is Democrats are going along with this age freakout over Biden. Thank you. Everybody, stop wetting the bed, for God's sakes. If Biden, for whatever reason, chooses not to run, we vote blue no matter who. But stop with the hand-wringing and the bed wetting.
Yeah, there was somebody who said, who on Threads, you know, said to me, you know, Democrats should treat this like Republicans treat 91 felony indictments.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know? Like, okay, yeah, he is that old.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you want him to stop having birthdays? I mean, what?
But that's the other thing is the media. You say Biden forgets some names, takes time to answer questions, saves the American economy. Media. Is Biden too old? Democrats freaking the F out. Trump screams about toilets, mixes up his ex-wife with one of the women he raped, promises to be a dictator. Media. Is Biden too old? Democrats freaking the F out. It's always the same storyline, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And even with this NATO thing, I mean, the New York Times is like, you know, well, you know, the GOP is just going along with it. And, you know, and meanwhile, our NATO allies are like, all right, we really got to start thinking that, you know, we're going to go into the future without the United States.
Right. I mean, and the HER report, you were all over. I think I read your tweet last week. You said, by the way, what kind of bull bleep is it about Biden's memory in the classified docs report? Robert HER was a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney, so, you know, it's like he was thinking, well, S, there's no crimes here, but I got to toss some red meat to these MAGA animals or they'll lose their tiny minds. That's exactly – and once again, the media gets it wrong, you know, the way they – okay.
You mean can I, you brought up Meet the Press earlier with that, just, you know, showing quotes without, you know, with magical ellipses that seem to make Biden seem guilty of something that he specifically that the report specifically said he was not guilty of.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, here was the one you point at. You find things that to other people don't, and I love you so much. You said the actual bombshell in the Biden classified docs report isn't about Biden's memory. It's what HER says about how Trump tried to cover up his crimes, including destroying evidence, in contrast to Biden's full cooperation. You know, the stuff that Trump was arrested and charged for. How about talking about that, CNN, New York Times, and everyone else? And then you reprint the section where, do we just take Trump's insanity and criminality and treason just so for granted now, it's not even worth mentioning?
Yeah. It's like we're forgetting. And that's why I keep bringing up that he's a rapist. It's like, how is that not the way you define him every time? Here's the rapist the GOP is going to nominate for president.
Yeah.
Here's the rapist that all these people are going to see and are cheering and, you know, just wetting themselves in joy over.
Yeah. I mean, and you pointed out, here's the Bolsonaro is named a target in Brazil coup probe, told to surrender passport. And you're like, wait, you mean you can do things this way? I mean, every other country is looking at us like we're insane that he isn't in prison yet.
And that we have this justice system and that allows that we're judges.
That guy to appoint someone that can get him out of the crime that he just.
Or that aren't sanctioning Trump's attorneys for deliberately doing things to delay the trials. Yeah. I mean, you know, at some point, some court has got to come in and say, no, we actually have to have a trial here. Yeah. You are doing this just to delay. There is no valid reason for that. The whole immunity discussion, uh-huh. there's no court in the world is going to say that, no court in the United States is going to say that somebody has absolute immunity from everything while they're president.
Yeah.
It's just.
I mean, by the way, you also raised a point. I think I said this, too. You really do complete me.
Yeah, he's good.
You said if Trump is allowed on the ballot and wins, does that mean we have to go through this again since we need a decision about whether he's allowed to, quote unquote, hold the office? This is what the peak insanity we're in right now, right? Yeah.
The Supreme Court could say, well, you know what? He can't hold the office. So therefore, having him on the ballot is a waste of time and resources, by the way, the states that have to put up with all of his, you know, with him running for president. You know, if he can't hold the office, then he shouldn't be allowed to run for the office. Well, I mean, I don't understand.
Right. Do they want to? They're like Toonsis, the constitutional cat. They're just going to drive us off the constitutional cliff on purpose. Like, you're absolutely right. They're going to go, okay, it's true that in the 14th Amendment, he can't hold the office. So you're going to put the country through this.
In the original debate over the amendment, they were asked, one of the people that wrote it was asked, why don't you have president in there? And he said, well, we say, and all other officers, you know, we say it.
To thread it.
And I think one reason it's in there is so, and you know what, if I may be, I'm a simple country professor. Yes. and I'm not a big constitutional attorney. But maybe they didn't put the presidency in a document coming from the legislative branch because they didn't want to seem as if, I don't know, blatantly trying to take away the power from the presidency.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
But they did put that officer's thing in there. And if you hold an office, you are an officer.
Exactly. You boiled it down as you do. You said, got to say, if these are my choices, I'd rather have the well-meaning old guy who forgets S than the evil old rapist who wants to be a dictator. I mean, I was saying, you know, in the beginning of the show, Rude, that Chris and I come from, you know, obviously terrestrial radio, and it's like he is just like every other right-wing shock jock. Uh-huh. That just like they got to keep topping themselves. They got to keep saying something more outrageous. Remember I used to tell you, Chris, like I used to, Ann Coulter used to be on when I hosted Equal Time with Babe Buchanan back in the, God, late 90s, Clinton impeachment.
It was in the 90s.
The late 1900s.
And she was just one of the million blonde Republican lady pundits. She wasn't, asked me to go to dinner with a bunch of friends when she came out here. I'm telling you, she made a conscious decision at some point.
Like,
I got to say a lot crazier if I'm going to get on TV more and sell more books. And so they just, But I mean,
it's the porn effect. The porn effect. You start with just regular vanilla porn, and suddenly it's not quite doing it for you. So maybe you move up a little. Maybe you move up to.
How did I know that's where you would go?
Yeah. And then maybe you're like, oh well, the group sex is still getting a little vanilla for me. So now you want, you know, maybe some strangling. Maybe just a little strangling.
Suddenly, I wake up in flippers with a Duracell battery pack attached to my ass. I mean, that's how this happened.
Exactly.
Where did this Great Dane come from?
It all eventually comes around to scat play, and that's where we are in the Trump campaign.
Last coffee table.
That's where we flush you. Goodbye.
Last coffee tables.
Yes.
Goodbye. We love you. Sort of. Okay. 50 minutes.
We've linked to his piece at StephanieMiller.com.
I don't know why we did that. It's not recommended for any age.
Yeah. Okay. It's not safe for work.
No. Or anywhere. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. In my giant hydration system every morning, and was it in my bike bottle in Palm Springs?
It was.
You betcha, boy, howdy.
Because you need hydration in the desert.
Oh, my God. But I don't like plain water. I just don't. And so this not only is a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor, you're getting 10 supplements in one. Why are you drinking just plain water when you could amp it up to the moon, Alice? It's a powerful new formula. Right? Helps you support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Probiotics to help shed those extra pounds. Prebiotics for healthy digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. Anti-aging supplements. You get the energy. You enhance your overall well-being and just feel younger. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in that code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Well, remember that home workout program, P90X, everyone was doing a few years back? The guy who created P90X, Tony Horton, is one of the healthiest, most physically fit guys you'll ever know. In 2017, he came down with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome and was bedridden, could barely walk, lost a ton of muscle mass, and didn't know if he was going to live or die. Flash forward to today, and at age 65, Tony is in the best shape of his life. HMB is a naturally occurring molecule that helps the human body build muscle at an incredible rate, resulting in better workouts that build muscle and maintain lean muscle. Now, Tony Horton has sourced the highest quality protein, combined it with HMB to offer his cutting-edge new high-impact protein. It's a tasty one-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. It can be mixed with water, almond milk, or your favorite ingredients. Go to MyPowerLife.com. Use the promo code FITNESS to save 30%. 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Thank you.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, somebody is some dog. Which dog?
I'm gonna go with Bonnie. I'm gonna go with Bonnie.
Okay. Daniel. Yes, it's Bonnie.
It's Bonnie.
The ass of terror. Ass of a terrier. There you go. Okay. Daniel Goldman tweets, the last 24 hours show the stark contrast between POTUS and Trump. Biden cherishes the rule of law and follows it. Trump thinks he's above the law and has been indicted 4 times. Biden is wise and experienced. Trump makes nonsensical rants filled with blatant lies. Let's just hope this holds true for... Who said I love American democracy so much? If it's a Biden and Trump race, I would vote for Biden even if he was dead.
The Trix Rabbit.
No, that was a Pennsylvania Republican voter who apparently did not believe that if Trump loses Pennsylvania, they're going to change
the name
of Pennsylvania or something. Oh, he also said again that he won Pennsylvania twice, which he did not. Okay, so he... of lies. Okay. Our little tiny stem cell, Victor Shi, tweets, I was just talking to my Uber driver about Joe Biden versus Donald Trump's age, and he said it perfectly. He said, I'd much rather have an old guy who occasionally forgets and trips than an old guy who would destroy our country.
Thank you.
Real Americans see this clearly. Why can't the media?
Thank you.
Thank you. Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know that comment that Trump said, we're going to change the name from Pennsylvania. There was a joke going on the right.
Okay.
If the left wants to change the name of Pennsylvania to Transylvania.
What?
Okay.
So, of course, he didn't understand it was a joke.
Right.
Oh, boy.
And he said it at his rally.
That would be fun, though.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I knew he saw that somewhere and just had to rip on it. Because that sounded like something.
Transylvania. Uh-huh. It'll be fun. Come on.
I think they mean for trans folks.
Oh! Okay. Hey, David Jolly's coming up, everyone, on The Stephanie Miller Show.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.